Bad times for Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. They are set to welcome their baby together any day, and they are no longer on speaking terms. Mm-hmm. It was bad before. You know, they announced their split right after they said they told the whole world that they were having a baby.
Oh, that's gotta be true.
Yeah.
And this is because of cheating allegations, apparently, right? Because yeah, she said she saw something in his phone that looked like he was hooking up with other girls.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the allegation, mm-hmm. yes. But other than that, we have not heard anything else. I mean, there hasn't been any other speculation. However, we did just learn that Megan Fox just purchased a home very close to her former ex. Well, wait, he is her ex still. Brian Austin Green, with whom she shares three children, just purchased a house right near him to make co-parenting easier.
Oh.
He's now, not going to co-parent the MGK kid,
I
right?
don't know. It's Hollywood. It's weird. Maybe.
No. Well, and
they might. I don't know.
I mean, if you have... Yeah, I guess he would have no rights to...
No.
But, no.
He would not have rights to that child.
But yeah. But maybe if all the siblings are doing something, you can...
Get the siblings together.
But he's dating somebody else or married to somebody else.
Yeah, and doesn't he also have children with somebody else too, I think, maybe?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Can we Google that?
We're talking Brian Austin Green.
Brian Austin Green.
And Machine Gun Kelly has a kid, right?
He does. A 15-year-old or 15, 18. He has another daughter.
Yeah.
He has an older daughter. But yeah. And so Megan Fox just, you know, purchased this home. She says that she's feeling mentally ready, physically ready for baby number four. She said that with this being her fourth child, she knows exactly what to do to make herself feel the best, and, you know, knows that recovery, what to do for recovery, she says. Also, she says she's sleeping, she's exercising, she's sticking to her healthy lifestyle, so she feels better than she's ever felt. I also think that anybody who says that they know what to expect when they're getting ready to welcome another child is like jinxing themselves.
Yeah, but it's her fourth child.
Yeah, but you can kind of know what to expect, but I think that just saying that throws a kink in it, and your world's going to be upturned.
And she's remained smoking hot through three child. So I think that...
Three child?
Through
children, whatever.
Through three child.
Three child.
Mm-hmm. So her fourth child.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll have the means of staying looking hot.
And you're talking...
By the way, Brian Austin Green...
Yeah.
Three child.
Brian Austin Green's new wife is... Well, he's engaged to Sharna Burgess.
Okay. Did she have a kid?
She was on Dancing with the Stars. They do have a son, and Brian Austin Green has a son from a previous ex-girlfriend before Megan Fox.
Goodness gracious.
Original Nick Cannon.
Goodness gracious.
Love it.
But here's the thing, Jason.
What?
Is that there's more to having a child than just the way you bounce back. Okay? She's adding another child to the mix.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Her children are older. She's not had a young infant in her home in many much years.
I'm sure she can afford a nanny.
She can. She's also split with the father of this child. She's moved into
a
new home. It is going to be
chaotic. Well, she should have waited maybe a little bit longer until she was more secure, because we already saw that Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox had some problems. We saw that.
Yes, we did.
And
before they were having a kid.
Like, she knows. I mean, is she not on birth control?
I'm guessing not. I don't know.
Do they want to have this baby?
I don't know.
I can Google that.
Yeah.
Was this a mistake?
It didn't sound like it.
I don't know.
I think they reconciled with whatever. Because remember, and this is kind of sad because, I mean, when they're celebrities, you don't think this way. But he was basically, sounded like he was threatening to harm himself if she broke up with him.
Yes.
And we're like, ooh, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all been in places where like, oh, you don't want to lose somebody so bad. And then she stayed. And then she got pregnant. So I don't know.
Well, she had already been pregnant, too.
So they're obviously trying to have a kid.
Yeah, they lost a baby. And I don't, you know, everybody in Megan Fox's orbit is like, oh, yeah, she cut him off and everybody's happy about that. But you didn't really, because you're getting ready to have his child and he's going to have rights to that child.
Right.
And so he's going to be a part of that child's life.
Yeah.
And so he's not really gone.
No, they're never gone.
So now she has to. And rightfully so. He shouldn't be. It's his child. As long as he wants to you know, be in the life.
Hollywood has a different... We perceive it differently because their world is this is okay at times. I do. I think it's just... Not that I'm saying it's not okay and you're doing the best, but I think in their world is they are...
They just have so many people around them. Yeah.
Want to have it be... Yes, it doesn't matter about marriage. It doesn't matter about... And if we break up, we still want this baby. You know what I'm saying? It's just... It's their perception of this is the good thing. Not that it's not a good thing, but it's maybe for the normal person, it's like, ooh, this is going to be really hectic and bad for...
Which is how I'm kind of feeling it's going to be for her.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say, I'm glad she's mentally preparing and being positive and saying we're going to be okay, because you will be okay. You will. She has enough support to be okay. But it's not going to be cut and dry.
It ain't going
to
be easy.
It's about to get very messy.
What yeah. part?
All of it.
She's 38, hot, has a bunch of money, has a new baby.
Is all that matters to you?
I said has baby and she has
help and
support.
But there's emotions too, like when this new baby, whatever, let's say it's 50-50, is with you 1 week.
Uh-huh.
And you got to figure out a way for the baby to be with him for a week.
Uh-huh.
Breastfeeding, bottle feeding, what are you doing?
Right.
What is he doing? Oh, who is he banging while the baby's over there? I mean, it could be.
She might not care.
She's a human. If she doesn't care, she's a psychopath.
No, she cares. And so does he.
Yeah.
And so does he.
And he cares probably more because it's his childhood crush.
Right.
I mean, there's still people. But I do think the money does take part of the edge off.
Of the, like, who's going to care for the child?
Because there's plenty of people in this area go through stuff like this with no money, and that's just an extra stressor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Katie, what's really crazy to me with Machine Gun Kelly, if he did mess this up by cheating or whatever he did, the fact that he had a poster that he used to
hang. It was hanging on his wall.
It was hanging on his wall in his room that he used to
slim his gym to
get hairy palms with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ended up being the girl they have a baby with. He's crazy for messing that up if that's the case.
People are crazy.
Yeah.
People do not think.
Look at this man and tell me you think sane.
His body is completely covered in ink.
Yeah.
Like his legs are a different color than his upper torso because it's all been filled in with ink.
Right.
And also he posted his response to Megyn Kelly, like this news that she bought, Megyn Fox, that she, Machine Gun
She's
Kelly.
She's hot too.
But Megyn Kelly.
That's his mom.
But, yeah.
Fox News formerly.
But she posts, you know, the news that she bought this house and it's near her ex and whatever. He posts, Machine Gun Kelly, a picture of his new man bun and his beard and a shirtless photo of him with the caption, "How can sources say when the source hasn't said anything?"
Mm. Well, he's doing well then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally normal.
Could not be more un-okay.
Was he shirtless?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's how I saw all the tattoos.
His press release was shirtless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his
It was just an Instagram
but
response.
But that's his version of doing a press release.
Yeah, totally. It's his brand.
Yeah. How can sources say
so,
when
Jason,
sources haven't said?
So, Jason, would you immediately take on Megyn Fox right now?
Megyn Fox?
And move your entire family to California?
She is 38 years old.
Uh-huh.
No, but I mean, seriously, like with everything that she's still
like
famous.
Right now?
She wants you.
She would,
you know, Everly and Landon can come.
Screaming baby in the middle of the night.
I would be there now today and quit.
Mm-hmm.
Run out of this place and fly there right now for a fact and try to get her pregnant again.
Like she's an object.
She's like,
fine.
It's been 6 weeks. Let's go. Since
it's
you had the baby.
Fine, Kate. To be with Megyn Fox, a famous person that has all the money and me and her together on our baby nights, great.
and you'd probably be cool with Machine Gun Kelly when he comes over.
Yes.
First of all, he's a foot taller than you and me.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
I like his music.
You'd be like, dude, hey, I used to play you on the morning show.
I used to be in radio. That's what you'd say.
And she's like, stop talking to him.
Right.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, Megan.
I would even take care of the baby with Megyn Fox. And then I would also hang out with her ex-husband certain nights, too. Whatever.
Yeah, Brian Austin Green.
Sure, why not? Seems cool.